We continue Bezer Hashemiz Baruch Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadik Dalet Sif Chof. Sochus Rishus Stam, as we had discussed previously, if there are Nochrim who live in the place that we want to include as the Erev, so what we could do is we could rent from them the rights to their property. Sochus Rishus Stam, if we rented that property, M'chani L'chos Man Shalichos Ba'ev D'Kachov V'Dorsham. Even though there was no date put into the rental agreement, it's effective as long as the Nachri lives there. If the Nachri had moved, and now there's another Nachri that moved in where he was living, so now we have to do a new rental agreement with this new Nachri who's living there. But if it was rented with a certain period, and now there's a new tenant, the first deal is still effective because that deal supersedes any new arrangements there are regarding this property. But if the Nachri with whom this contract was made passed away, or now he sold it, you have to do a new arrangement with the person who inherited the Nachri who passed away, or from the person who bought it from the Nachri. And if you did the arrangement, as we discussed, with the worker of this Nachri, then if there was no detail put into this arrangement, it's only effective as long as this worker is still there. But if when the arrangement was made, there was a date put to it, I feel in style commissaris, even if that worker is no longer there, since the arrangement was done with a date included, so it works for as long as the date of the arrangement. Sif chafal, whenever the arrangement became nullified, and we have to do it over, then we have to make, not only do we have to make the arrangement over, but we have to make a new Erev. Then Erev Chayzvanir, the Erev doesn't just get automatically renewed. But, says the Bi'er Lachem, as we mentioned previously, when we make the Erev, all the people who live there have to be given the ownership in that Erev. Going through that procedure is not required, but Chaznish says one should do it. But let's say the opportunity to make this arrangement is not there. One of the Yisraelim should ask the Nachri to lend him a spot where he can leave something that belongs to him. And the Jew should actually leave that object there. That's how that spot becomes the property of a Jew. And doesn't make a difference if it's not, if this object is not there over Shabbos. Since the Israel had permission to leave that object there over Shabbos, it's considered as if he has ownership in that property that is the non-Jew's property. And then, that Yisrael could rent that spot to everybody else to make the Erev work. Sif Chaf Gimel, Yisrael Mumar, the Yisrael who is not acting as a Yisrael, or Shemichal Shabbos with Russia, even, or he's Michal Shabbos publicly, Yeshem Rafil Rakbis, the Rabbanon, and some suggest even if he's just a Michal Shabbos in the Rabbanons, Harei Ovi Kachavim, the Alocha treats him like a Nachri, but Tzrichon Leskim Men Rishus, he can't participate in the Erev, he has to be treated like a Nachri. There are, of course, Paiskim that suggest that the non-religious Jews in our times are not considered like a Mumer, like a Nachri, but they're considered like a Tinnik Shanishba, and they don't lose their status. Sif Chavdals Bahabik, their status as Jews. Sif Chavdals Bahabik, Kehilas Masakna Kolam Mavoyas Rechuvas Be'Ervin. Many communities have an Erev around the entire city. That in Betzuras HaPesach Chodoyma, they make the frames that look like doors, and therefore it becomes enclosed, and therefore you could carry within that area. But the making that construction doesn't obviate the need to have an Erev, to have an Erev Chatzeris. So what we need to do, as we're learning, is take ownership or rent ownership from the Nachrim, the Manyuchlo Tatum Kalir, in order that we should be able to carry an entire city. Whenever a Erev is made, it has to be made by the Rav Mumcha Baki, through somebody who's an expert in making Erevin. In our cities, Noigim Lohanichas Eruv Chatzeris Mimgeis HaKnesses, the Eruv Chatzeris are left in the shul. Mishum V'yesh Doidin Shittif, you don't have to have it, since it's an entire community, it doesn't have to be left. Vein Tzarech Dafka Beistir, it doesn't have to be left in a home. Leaving it in the shul is good enough. How is it possible to rent every Nachri's property? Of course, it's virtually impossible in a city. So there are many different options discussed very extensively by the Paiskim. One is to do it with the local authorities, government authorities, because since they have the ability to expel people from the cities, it becomes a very difficult approach, particularly in the world that we, Baruch Hashem, live in, where the government cannot just expel you from your home. It's an entire procedure. So some, instead of working with the local government municipalities, they work with electric company, water company, who have a telephone company, whatever, who have access to all apartments. And as we learned before, having access to an apartment is considered that you could be in a place where you could rent through them their right to go into the apartment. But a city, if it's not a city that's having an Erev made for it, if we're making an Erev for the people that live in the same chotzer as the shul is in, we shouldn't leave the Erev in the shul. Because as we learned, the mechanics of an Erev is that by putting the Erev in one of the homes, it's as if all the people who live in that chotzer live in that home. But it has to be a place where people live. People don't live in the Beis HaKnesses. Sif Chavob, Erev Sukenes Be'erevin. If a city has an Erev, Niskalke Erev B'Shabbos, and then it got broken on Shabbos, as Kol Chatzer Sheket Kunim, any chotzer that is still properly enclosed, Vein ben pirtzai seres, that doesn't have an opening that would disqualify. Even if there are many homes in that chotzer, mutarim l'tatl shem kaiser shabbos, they could continue carrying within that chotzer. Even though the actual erev is not in that chotzer, shnechak atem chotzer zeh, a different chotzer which is not part of this chotzer, kamak mutar. It's still mutter, Mishum Dalzenya Emrin and Shabbos, that since it became mutter for the Shabbos, Kim the Hutra Hutra. Vikim Shesh Chash Godl, Shle Koshl Rabbim Losses Gamba Mokum Shneser. But we have to become concerned that people should not make a mistake to carry in a place where we may not carry Kim and Shogul Bahetta, because they thought the Erev was intact. Al Kainim Efshal Sakna, they have Chavim. If the Erev could be fixed through a Nachri mutter, we may ask the Nachri to fix the Erev in Shabbos. From Nikra Hachevel Shebetzuras HaPesach, if the string that connects the poles to make a Tzuras HaPesach got ripped, V'efshe Shavik Chavim Yisakenu, and the Nachri could fix it by Neva, by making a bow, not a knot, or B'kesh Echad V'Aniva Al-Gabov, or with a knot and one bow, which, as we learned before when we learned Hilchos Kshira, is not considered a full-fledged kesher as far as Shabbos is concerned. Ma toiv, that should be. If the Nachri is instructed to make a bow, and he, instead of making a bow, makes a knot, it's okay because we asked him to make a bow. However, a Yisrael should not even make a bow because even though, as we know, there is no Isser in making a bow on Shabbos, but here the construction of making this bow creates a mechitza. And in Shabbos, a Yisrael is not allowed to make a mechitza. However, if the Yisrael did make a bow, so it depends. If it was, or if he fixed it on Shabbos, if he did it b'shogig, not realizing that this is not supposed to be done on Shabbos, then the halacha is that the Erev is fine. If he didn't realize, if he realized and did it anyway, he did it b'mezid, then the Erev would not be acceptable. Siv Chav Zayin, Imchal Yontav Erev Shabbos, if Yontav falls on Friday, even the Skalka got as Erev and the Erev got broken, the Erev does have some Yontif purpose for being able to carry on Yontif with it, things that aren't necessary for Yontif. We don't say, however, Hutl Yontif Hutl Gamel Shabbos. We don't say, since it was made okay for Yontif, it should also be okay for Shabbos. From the Yontif and Shabbos, Shtei Kedusha saying, Yontif and Shabbos are two different categories. And if it was fixed and usable for Yontif, it can't help for Shabbos.